是这一次。
BYU, Brigham Young University, was behind by 25 points.
这个杨百翰大学他们落后了25分。
There was no hope that they were going to win that game.
就是完全没有希望可以赢了。
But slowly, they started to make all of their shots.
但是呢，逐渐的，他们又把比分扳回来了。
And this fellow here, Noah Hartsock, scored 16 points in the second half.
这个哥们儿他一个人就独得了16分。
And in the end, they won the game 78-72.
他们竟然是以78-72赢得了这场比赛。
That was an amazing comeback.
这个就是一个非常了不起的大翻转。
But that wasn't the greatest comeback of all time.
但是不是人类历史上最伟大的。
It doesn't even come close to the greatest comeback.
它其实都没有被记载入史册。
Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, had the greatest comeback of all time.
最伟大，史上最伟大的大翻转就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
On Good Friday, there was no hope for the kingdom of God.
在受难的周五，这个神的国好像完全就没有希望了。
The Romans won the battle on Good Friday.
这个好像罗马人他们已经赢了。
And as Jesus hung on the cross, the dream of and the all of his talks about the kingdom of God were dashed on the rocks of reality.
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上那一刻，好像他以前曾经谈论过的一切关于神的国的讲论都落了空。
All of his talk about this new kingdom was just that. It was just talk.
好像他讲的都是一些编出来的。
Can you imagine the level of hopelessness in the disciples?
你能不能想象跟随他的门徒心里是多么的绝望？
How about Simon Peter, who said, even if the Romans come, I will defend you to the end.
想象一下西门彼得，他曾经说过，如果有人来抓你，我肯定会来保护你。
And then he denies that he even knows Jesus.
但是事实上，他竟然都不敢承认他认识主耶稣。
Good Friday, 2,000 years ago, it was a hopeless day.
在2000年前的星期五，这一天是一个非常绝望的日子。
But something happened.
但是后来又发生了一些事情。
At the first rays of light on Sunday morning,
在星期天早上，当第一缕曙光乍现的时候，
while the people of Jerusalem were starting to wake up,
当耶路撒冷的人民从梦中醒来的时候，
God went to work.
神正在做工。
And he was up to something really big.
而且他做的是一个特别奇妙的大工。
And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest comeback of all time.
因为主耶稣基督从死里复活，这是人类历史上所能见证的最伟大的一个反转。
His comeback transformed these disciples.
而且他的死里复活完全改变了他的门徒。
From the fearful disciples of Good Friday to the fearless leaders of the first century church.
把他们从星期五那群胆小懦弱的人变成了一群这个是生死于度外的人。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ literally changed the whole world.
主耶稣基督从死里复活，他完全改变了这个世界。
And this is the comeback, this is the actual foundation, the cornerstone on which our faith is built.
而且这是我们今天所相信的一切的根基。
The cross was the defeat of the powers of darkness and of all that depresses people.
十字架它所代表的就是主他战胜了死亡黑暗的一切权力。
But the resurrection was the place where this great comeback literally transforms our lives.
而且他的复活可以改变我们的生命。
So many people have an intellectual, yes, I realize what Easter is about, but doesn't impact their life.
很多人在理性上可以接受主耶稣复活，但是好像对他们的生命没有什么影响。
Today, for the moments that we have together, I'd like to take a look at three specific areas where Jesus' comeback impacts how we live.
所以今天我们要讲的就是主耶稣基督从死里复活，他能够对我们造成的三个影响。
And all of these come from Simon Peter, the man that failed so greatly.
这些都是基于西门彼得他写的一段话。西门彼得就是那个败得一塌涂地的那个人。
The first area is that the resurrection comeback of Jesus impacts our hope.
第一个就是说，死里复活，他改变了我们的盼望。
You see, the origin of our living hope, it starts with God's great mercy.
你知道，我们之所以有一个活泼的盼望，就是因为神对我们有大怜悯。
If there's one thing that's true about all of us, is we need God's mercy.
我们所有人类有一个共同点，就是我们都需要神的大怜悯。
The cross reminds us that sin is not a small matter. It is actual treason against God.
因为十字架告诉我们，我们的罪并不是一件小事，而是悖逆神的大事。
We minimize sin. We say, oh, it's just a little sin.
我们现今大家都不愿意谈罪。
But if sin is so little, why did Jesus have to die on the cross?
如果罪不值一提，为什么主耶稣还要为我们死在十字架上呢？
Jesus dying on the cross tells us that sin is cosmic treason.
主耶稣在十字架上的死提醒我们，罪是天下一个最大的背叛。
And every human heart needs God's mercy to overcome that sin.
每一个人类的心都需要神的怜悯来克服这个罪。
The good news is that God wants to share his mercy with all of us.
好消息就是神对我们真的是有天大的怜悯。
You'll notice also in this verse, it talks about being given a gift of new birth.
这个也告诉我们说，神他竟然重生了我们。
Have you ever wanted to have a brand new start?
你有没有曾经想过，要是能从头来一遍就好了？
Well, Good Friday guarantees that all of us can have a brand new start in life.
主耶稣基督的死告诉我们，我们都可以有一个重生。
Here's what happened on the cross.
因为在十字架上发生的是这个。
Every sin that I committed, every mess up in life was placed on Jesus as he was on that cross.
因为人间所能犯的每一个罪，人间所能犯下的每一个罪行，都已经放在主耶稣基督的身上。
And as he died on that cross, all of those sins were able to be forgiven and washed away.
当主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死的时候，所有的这些罪、这些错误，全都能够被赦免，都能够被冲掉。
So this gives me a new birth, a brand new start in life.
所以这就给了我每一个人有一个重生的机会。
And all of this produces a living hope.
这一切给了我们一个重生的活泼的盼望。
This is not a dead hope.
这不是一个没有指望的盼望。
This is not resting on rituals and rote prayers and lighting candles.
不是一个靠着遵循一些宗教仪式啊，点个蜡烛啊，念几句经文啊，就可以得来的盼望。
This living hope is a relationship with the living Jesus.
这是一个活泼的盼望，因为它是靠我们与活着的主耶稣的连结而得来的。
Could you use hope today?
你今天需不需要希望？
So many people, because of COVID, and so many people because of our culture, are hopeless and in despair.
因为疫情的缘故，很多人都感到生不如死，没有盼望。
Time magazine ran an article a while ago and called this the age of anxiety.
时代周刊前一阵子出了一个专刊，说这是一个焦虑抑郁的时代。
1/3 of our teenagers are in desperate anxiety and despair these days.
1/3的青少年都陷在不能自拔的焦虑抑郁当中。
The suicide rate has increased by 33% since 1999.
从1999年以来，自杀率上涨了33%。
So how can you explain why we have so many wonderful things in America and yet so many people are filled with despair and anxiety?
你怎么解释呢？好像生活一片光明，为什么那么多人又感到非要死不可？
I would suggest it's because people are living without hope.
我觉得是因为人们生活没有盼望。
People are living without this relationship with the living God, and so they have no hope in life.
因为在我们的神，他可以和我们有这个关系，但是人类和他没有关系，这就是造成我们焦虑抑郁的原因。
I have a friend who is a counselor, and I asked him, why is there so much hopelessness today?
我问我一个朋友，他是专门给人家做心理咨询的，我问他为什么有这么多人失去了信心、盼望呢？
This is what Chris told me.
你猜他怎么说？
He said, Scott, people have lost the fear of God.
他说Scott, 人们已经没有敬畏神的心了。
And so because they're living outside of a relationship with God, they have no hope for the world.
因为你一旦脱离了和神的关系，你在世界上能得到什么呢？没有盼望。
If you are filled with anxiety today, or in despair, or depression, I want to tell you that Jesus is the solution.
如果你现在就有焦虑、有抑郁，我可以告诉你，主耶稣才是你的良方。
Lift up your eyes from the hopelessness and put your hope in the empty tomb of Jesus.
不要再看着那些使你抑郁的东西，你要专注于主耶稣的空坟墓。
In that empty tomb, you will find hope to carry you through the darkness.
在这个空坟墓里，你能够找到，能够带领你。
The second area of the resurrection comeback of and how it impacts our lives is our future.
第二个是它能改变我们的未来。
The resurrection comeback not only impacts our present hope, but also our future hope.
主耶稣基督从死里复活，不仅仅能改变我们的过去，也能改变我们的未来。
Death has been a riddle that has held humankind in a vice grip for millennia.
自古以来，死亡都是一个牢牢地控制我们的一个谜题。
Yesterday, I had to preach a funeral service for a 34-year-old woman who passed away.
昨天我主持了一个葬礼，死者才34岁。
What hope could I give to that family after a 34-year-old woman is gone?
一个34岁的女士去世了，我们能给她的家人什么？安慰呢?
The only hope that I could point to is the empty tomb of Jesus Christ.
我唯一能做的就是对他们，把他们指向主耶稣的空坟墓。
Notice in our verses here, it's called an inheritance.
你看在经文中，把这个叫做天上的基业。
You don't earn an inheritance, you are given an inheritance when someone else dies.
因为去继承一个产业，这产业不是你挣来的，这产业是人家给你的。
Inheritance is for family members.
而且是因为你是家人才会得到的。
And as children of King Jesus, we have received an inheritance from him.
作为基督的儿女，我们作为他的家人也能够得到这天上的基业。
All of us,that have faith in Jesus are going to have a fairy tale ending to our story.
我们一切和主耶稣有亲密关系的人，我们最后都能够像童话一样得到那个童话故事般的结局。
Notice the three negatives that are put together to describe our future.
你看看这个描述这样一个童话故事般的结局用了三个否定。
It means,Never perish means that nothing can wear it out or take it away from us.
不能朽坏，就这个东西永远也不会坏。
It's never going to spoil, which means it'll never be corrupted or rot away.
不能玷污，没有人能把它弄脏弄坏。
And it will not fade, which means it'll never grow old or worn out.
不能衰残，这个东西一直像新的一样，也不会变老，不会变坏。
And it is kept in heaven for you.
而且是为你。存留在天上的。
That word kept is a military term meaning guarding or shielding, and God's power is keeping your inheritance in heaven for you.
存留这个词在原文里面用的是一个军事用语，意思就是重兵把守的意思，就是神他为了给你这个东西，他把这个保护的非常好。
I don't know if you've ever shown up at a hotel where you thought you had a reservation.
不知道你们有没有这样的经历，你以为你订了一个酒店，去了以后
，And you say, well, I made a reservation, and they say, oh, sorry, we don't have that on our records.
你说，哎，我订了这个酒店了，他们说，我怎么找不着你啊？不知道
Well, that will never, ever happen with Jesus.
在主耶稣的国度里，这个事情永远不会发生。
Our future, our inheritance is guaranteed, is a guaranteed reservation by Jesus.
我们在天上的基业是主耶稣给我们已经预定好了，而且是有保证的。
I've known some incredible Christians over my lifetime.
我一生当中遇到过一些非常使人难忘的基督徒。
And one of them was an elderly lady named Flo.
有一位女士，她叫 Flo.
And she was my prayer warrior.
是为我祷告的一个战士，一个祷告的战士。
She prayed for me all the time. It would always call me up, Pastor, how can I pray for you?
她一直在为我祷告，而且经常问我说，牧师啊，我要为你祷告什么？
Well, at the end of her life, she became blind.
在她的生命的结，就末了，她的眼睛失明了。
And she was put into a nursing home for her own care.
她搬到了一个养老院里。
And one time when I went to see her, she was very, very sad.
有一次我去看她，她非常的难过。
And she said, Pastor, sometimes I forget about the Lord.
她说，牧师啊，有的时候我忘了主。
She said, sometimes I get very, very discouraged.
她说，我变得非常的垂头丧气。
And I said to her, Flo, you are safe, not because you're grabbing Jesus,but because Jesus is grabbing you.
我对他说 ,Flo, 你已经得到救恩，不是因为你牢牢抓住耶稣基督，而是因为他一直在牢牢地抓着你。
And I say to you today, Jesus has you. He has a hold of you, no matter if you have forgotten about him. He will never, ever forget about you.
所以我今天要对你们说的也是，如果你曾经忘了主，他永远不会忘了你。
The resurrection comeback of Jesus guarantees our future, and you can be confident of that future, even in the face of death.
从死里复活，他已经给我们的未来有完全的保障，你一定要相信。
So the resurrection comeback of Jesus impacts our hope, impacts our future, and also the third is it impacts our attitude.
所以主耶稣基督从死里复活这件事，他改变了我们的盼望，改变了我们的未来，他也改变了我们的态度。
Attitude is everything.
态度决定一切。
Chuck Swindoll, one of my favorite preachers, said that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it.
有一个很有名的人，他说，下一章，下一章。我们每天要为自己采取什么态度做出选择。10% 呢是发生的事情，90%是我们如何应对。
And the longer I live, the more I realize the importance of choosing the right attitude.
我活得越久，越意识到我自己要做出正确的选择，选择我要采取什么态度。
We're struck with four attitudes that are revealed in these verses here.
在刚才读的经文里面，告诉我们有四种态度。
The first is the attitude of perseverance.
第一种态度就是忍耐。
Because of the resurrection, we can greatly rejoice in all kinds of trials.
我们是有大喜乐，在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
Now just to be clear on this, we're not rejoicing that we're in the trial, we're rejoicing at what the trial is producing in us.
要注意的是，我们不是说因为试炼而喜乐，而是因为试炼在我们身上能够产生的后果而喜乐。
Every time we're in a trial, we have the opportunity to grow stronger in our relationship with Jesus.
我们每次遇见试炼，就意味着我们和主耶稣基督的关系会更进一步，更加紧密。
The second attitude is the attitude of our faith.
第二个态度就是我们对信心的态度。
You see, it says here that our faith is greater worth than gold.
你看，彼得说，我们的信心比那金子更显宝贵。
Do you know how much gold is valuable, right? How much value gold has?
你们知不知道现在金子有多贵？
I think the latest was that it's $1,600 per ounce.
好像是 1,600美元每盎司。
So that's pretty valuable right now on Earth if you have like 100 pounds of that.
如果你现在有100磅金子，那你可是有钱了。
But do you realize in heaven that's what they're going to use to pave the streets?
但你知不知道在天堂里面这些金子是用来铺地的。
Gold is useless in heaven.
因为金子在天堂里面一点用都没有。
What's valuable in heaven is your faith.
在天堂有用的是你的信心。
Where you stand before God, or when you stand before God, he's not going to ask you how much gold do you have.
当你面对神的时候，神不会问你你有多少金子呀。
He's going to ask you about your faith.
他会问你你有多少信心。
So here's a great prayer to pray every day. Lord, help me to grow my faith.
所以每天都要这样祷告，主啊，帮助我增长我的信心。
You see the attitude of love, how important it is here.
而且我们也看到爱的重要性。
We love Jesus even though we haven't seen him.
我们虽然没有见过主耶稣，但是我们爱他。
Many people ask, well, how can you follow Jesus if you can't see him?
很多人问说，你都没见过耶稣，怎么跟随他呀？
But I have seen him. I've seen him work miracle after miracle in my life.
但是我真的见过他，在我的生命中，我看到主在我的生命中做了一个又一个的神迹。
I hear his whisper every day when I open up the scriptures and read.
每天我打开圣经读的时候，都听到他在我耳边讲话。
I sense his presence inside of me as I worship him.
每次我敬拜的时候，我都知道他与我同在。
And I choose to say to Jesus, even though I haven't seen you, Jesus, I love you with all of my heart.
我选择对耶稣说，虽然我还没有亲眼看见你，但是我愿意爱你，全心的爱你。
When was the last time you said, Jesus, 我爱你?
你上一次跟主耶稣说，主耶稣，我爱你是什么时候?
The fourth is an attitude of joy.
第四是一个喜乐的态度。
A glorious joy, the only time those two words are used together.
满有荣光的大喜乐。
This describes a joy that's so profound that it is beyond words to express.
这个喜乐是如此的深沉，竟然就是形容都形容不出来。
Our joy is not found in all the circumstances in life working out.
因为我们的喜乐，它不来自我们身边的事物。
Our joy can be found even in the most difficult of circumstances.
甚至在他人认为非常艰难的时刻，我们也有可能有这个喜乐。
I have a friend named Sherry, and she told me this phrase that I want to share with you.
我有一个朋友说过一句话，跟大家分享一下。
There's a difference between gratitude for the trial and gratitude in the trial.
对试炼存感恩和在试炼中有感恩是不同的。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus, we can choose both.
因为主耶稣基督从死里复活，我们可以两者都有。
I'd like to end with sharing how the resurrection of Jesus impacted my life.
最后我想跟大家分享一下主耶稣基督从死里复活是如何改变我的生命的。
Many of you know my story.
很多人知道我的经历。
I slid into a season in my life of hopelessness and despair.
曾经有一段时间我陷入了一个绝望当中。
There were three reasons why I ended up in this dark spot.
我怎么样沦落到这个地步呢？有三个原因。
One is I felt a disconnection with the God that I love.
第一就是说我感到我和神的距离遥远了。没有什么关系了。
Second was I had teenagers in my house and I wasn't connected with them and I felt like a failure as a father.
第二个原因就是我家里有十几岁的青少年，我感到作为父亲我很不成功，在他们面前我感到非常的痛苦。
And then I was going through conflict in the church and I was doubting my calling as a pastor.
然后第三就是在教会当中，我虽然是牧师，但是我开始怀疑我到底真的有没有被神呼召来做这个牧者。
So I was experiencing failure, and I translated that to I was a failure.
所以因为我在生活中经历了一连串的失败，我就开始想我自己是不是就是一个失败。
And I ended up with a brokenness and a despair inside of me that was crippling, emotionally crippling.
所以那个时候我觉得心里面有一种破碎的感觉，然后呢，让我非常的情绪很不稳的稳定。
But after several months of this dark spot, the light started to shine in my life.
但是几个月过去以后，我逐渐看到了曙光。
And the resurrected Jesus started to become closer and closer to me.
复活的主耶稣基督好像一步一步离我越来越近。
And after several months, I realized that my faith had been renewed, my hope had been renewed, and I was again connected with God.
几个月以后，我感到我的信心被重塑了，我和神重新有了这个关系。
I wish I could speak with each of you individually and find out, are you more like Good Friday or more like Sunday, Easter Sunday morning?
我希望能和你们每个人都好好谈一谈，看看你们是觉得更像周五的门徒呢，还是更像是主复活主日的门徒。
Remember what Jesus prayed on Good Friday.
你记不记得主耶稣在周五他有这样的祷告？
He said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他说，我的主，我的神，你为什么要离弃我？
And he thought that God had deserted him.
他感到神离弃了他。
But when we come to Sunday morning, we find that the Father had not deserted him.
但是周日的早上，我们知道天父从来没有离弃主耶稣。
And Jesus rose from the dead.
主耶稣从死里复活了。
I just want to remind you that if you feel like it's Good Friday,
我就想提醒大家，如果你现在感觉是处在周五，
if you feel like God has deserted you,
如果你感觉神离弃了你，
don't quit.
不要放弃。
God's still working.
神还在做工。
And you just need to be patient because Sunday is coming.
你就需要再有一点耐心，因为主日马上就要到了。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we acknowledge that you are our hope in our present world.
主啊，我们承认你才是我们这世上的盼望。
We acknowledge that our future is securely in your power.
我们愿意宣称我们的未来牢牢地在你的手中。
We acknowledge that we can have a godly attitude even in the midst of difficult times.
主啊，虽然我们在困境的当中，我们仍然可以有一个圣洁属神的态度。
Lord, thank you for the empty tomb that gives us the power to have all three of these.
主啊，感谢你，你的空坟墓让我们有了能够驾驭这些东西的力量。
May we live in your resurrection power this week.
这周让我们都住在、生活在你复活的大能当中。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 哦，感谢。